Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Precious. How may I help you?
Hi, I have a question. I've got a charge on my credit card that is from what it's for. Can you check into that for me at all and just tell me what that charge was for?
Yes, sir, I can. Can you give me that zip code for me, please?
I'm sorry, say that again.
May I have your zip code, please?
Yeah, 58503.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, can you verify your first and last name for me, please?
Sure. My first name is Clark, C-L-A-R-K. My last name is Kranz, K-R-A-N-Z.
Okay, Mr. Kranz, give me just a moment to pull up that account, please. Okay, Mr. Kranz, I found that account. Can I get you to verify your address for me for security purposes?
My address is 522 Juniper Drive, Bismarck, North Dakota, 58503.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, sir, I found it. I see where on November the 11th, you paid $7.45 for our Wi-Fi booster.
I'm sorry, say that again.
You ordered our Wi-Fi booster.
Whoop, you're breaking up. Could you say that again, please?
You ordered our Wi-Fi booster for free, which you only pay shipping and handling for a free gift.
Yes.
Okay.
But I have the charge in question happened on December 15th.
Yes,
and
sir.
And it was for $49.97.
Okay, yes, sir. In terms and conditions, it tells you that once you click that box, if you don't cancel that within 48 hours, if you don't cancel the account within 48 hours, you will be charged the full amount.
Oh, so that was a charge. So that was a charge for that Wi-Fi booster?
No, sir. The Wi-Fi booster was free, but you was enrolled in a factory direct store. And
I was enrolled in. I'm sorry. Say it again. I was enrolled in what?
You was enrolled in the factory direct store.
Okay. How do I unenroll?
Only thing I can do is cancel that account, sir.
And okay.
You won't be billed
anymore. Cancel that account. I had no idea that that's what was happening here.
Okay, just a moment while I get that counsel for you. Okay, Mr. Kranz, I can get an account counsel for you.
Okay, I would like to be reimbursed for the $49.97 charge error. I had no idea that this was going to be part of a charge. It was a survey that was being done, and that's all that it was. So I would like to be reimbursed for the $49.97.
Okay, give me just a moment. Okay, sir, as a courtesy, I'll offer you a 35% refund.
The $49.97 will be refunded?
35%, yes, sir.
I'm sorry, 35%, did you
35%,
say?
35%, yes, sir, of that $49.97.
Why can't I have a full refund?
Okay, sorry, as a courtesy, I can offer you a 50% refund.
No, I would like a 100% refund because as far as I'm concerned, this is fraud that happened here because I just did an online survey through my Sam's Club card, and now I'm getting charged $49.97. I want a 100% refund of that charge.
Okay.
This is fraud.
Okay, sir, that is not a fraud because in terms of condition, it tells you what you're entering into. And once you click that box, that's not fraud because you...
It was deception. It was deception, and I want a full refund of the $49.97. Are you still there?
Yes, sir. Give me just a moment, sir.
Okay, thank you.
So I can give you a 50% refund.
No, I want 100% refund because there was deception in this. I was just doing an online survey, and that was all.
Sorry,
and there was,
I can offer you 50% refund.
No, I want 100% refund on it.
Okay, so I can only refund you 50% of that discount.
Why?
Because in the terms and conditions, you agreed to it.
I understand that, but it was very deceptive the way it was presented, and all I was doing an online survey. I guess if that's what you can do, that's what you can do, but it's wrong. It's wrong on your company's part. I'm not upset with you. I'm upset with the way your company is doing business, and it's wrong, and it's deceptive.
Okay, sir. Well, I do apologize for that.
Well, I hope that your company would change your practices, but I doubt that they will. How do I know that this is canceled and that I won't ever see this charge on my bill again?
No, sir, you will never see this charge on your bill again.
Okay, and I will see a refund of 50% of that on my next bill?
Yes, sir, it will be on there in 3 to 5 days.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for calling Customer Service. You have a great day.
Again, I would like to say I'm not upset with you. I'm upset with your business practices, and it's wrong. Thank you for your help. You have a wonderful day.
You're welcome, Yusuf. Thank you for calling Custom Service. Is there anything else I can help you with, sir?
No, that is it. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a nice day.
Thanks, you too.